From Tibbits on January 2nd, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tibbits staff. That's Sir Jonathan Ivey now, but even he still can't use an iPad during takeoff and landing on a commercial flight, though American Airlines pilots can. Also, Glenn and Adam discussed our new Tibbits membership program on Mac Voices, and Apple announced that the Mac App Store has passed 100 million downloads. Jonathan Ivey, honored with knighthood. Apple's Senior Vice President of Industrial Design, Jonathan Ivey, can now demand that his employees and everyone else address him as Sir. He's been made a Knight Commander of the British Empire for his design work at Apple. Although Ivey has worked at Apple for several years before the arrival of Steve Jobs as CEO in 1995, Jobs and Ivey launched an industrial design revolution at the company that has dramatically influenced products and design aesthetics worldwide. Pilots can use iPads during takeoff and landing, but you can't. The Federal Aviation Administration's restriction on electronic devices, even those that don't have internal radios or are in airplane mode, during takeoff, including sitting on the runway for hours, and landing, has always seemed unnecessarily cautious. And Nick Bilton of the New York Times has explored that in the past. But his latest blog post makes the restriction seem even more ridiculous, since the FAA is now allowing American Airlines pilots to use iPads in the cockpit at all times. The only defense given is that it might be different if everyone was using a device during takeoff or landing, but that seems eminently testable. Wouldn't it be refreshing if flying could become more convenient for a change? Tidbit's membership program discussed on Mac Voices. Curious about how we came up with the idea for our new membership program and why we designed it the way we did? This is Inside Baseball, of course, but if you like peeking behind the curtain, you'll enjoy hearing Adam Engst and Glenn Fleischman discuss the hows and whys with Mac Voices host Chuck Joyner. And yes, there is stuff in here that we haven't said elsewhere. Mac App Store passes 100 million downloads. Apple has announced that over 100 million apps have been downloaded from the Mac App Store in just under a year since the online store opened on January 6, 2011. The company did not break out the difference between free and paid apps, nor was the number of apps, beyond thousands, shared. Although inclusion in the Mac App Store is by no means a guarantee of sales success, it has proven to be a boon for many Mac developers. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.